Too hard to bear. You've got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. 'Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moon, the sunshine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face, 'cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.
It doesn't matter what you go through, you're going to be able to live past the moment or that moment. Amen. You'll be able to live past that moment. Why? Because you walk with God and God is with you, and doesn't matter what might come your way, you'll be able to live past that morning. Good morning, families and friends all over the world, and our families and friends in international waters. It's a blessing for you to come on and just worship the Lord with us as we continue to practice social social distancing. Amen. We will be in this process until the Lord says so differently. Amen. Because we care about the lives and also the souls of God's people. Amen. Even though God probably have to preserve us. Amen. For such a time as this and such a time to come. Whatever God has, we want to make sure we're going to be around. Amen. For God could continue to do what he's going to do in the world. My God, and we thank God for our families and friends here in the United States of America. It's a blessing for you also to come on with us, and we just thank God for all of you. Amen. What a time we've been having, and I just take my hats off to my God, Minister Let Monica, Evangelist Let Nita. Amen. What a time. These young ladies are still blessing God and still coming in strong all throughout the week. If you have not been tuning in to our 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen, broadcast, please tune in, my God. And I know many of you have, because it be packed in the morning. And that shows, my God, you really not caring if pastor's on or not. You're just trying to get something that you need. And that's a blessing. That's a kingdom-minded individual. Amen. They just want to hear a word before they could continue to move forth in their life, to allow God to continue to pour inside of them. Amen. I know that we're just going to get ready to bless the Lord. My God, God. And before we get ready to bless the Lord, I need, my God, Evangelist Elect, go ahead and press one, and minister and mother. I'm Mother OG. Y'all know she baked that Southern, that Southern apple pie, man. Put her toenails, peach cobbler. Yeah, she can bake a mean peach cobbler, y'all. Amen. And give us that old Southern welcome. Amen. My God Almighty, she's on. Go ahead and press one, mother. Amen. And I'm talking about that old good Southern home cook welcome, mother, mother. All that tongue twisting stuff. Y'all know how it is. That's that tongue twister stuff. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing, my God. So we can bless God with them. Let's go ahead and bring on in. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his cause with praise, and give thanks to him and praise his holy name. On behalf of our pastor, apostle, temple center, Lady Elect Lakeisha, the queen of the house, Lakeisha Spencer, all our ADM family, we greet you with a good old Southern welcome. And not only that, we thank our international listeners, United States of America, even our ADM family and friends on the line. We thank you and we welcome you. So sit back, relax, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, we thank you and we send you love. God bless you. Back in your hands, Apostle.
God bless you. I told y'all, amen, that's that mother right there, amen. All welcome. This is a blessing to hear welcome, especially come from our mothers, amen. We're going to keep moving forward, and we'll just call our very own Evangelist and let Nita go ahead and lead us into prayer. And right after that, we're going to get into some announcements, and we're going to get into a word of God, and for you to continue to enjoy your day with your family, amen, or enjoy your day however you do it, amen. But we just love God, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Elect. Amen. If your phone on mute, you probably got on mute. Please take it off of mute, Evangelist. But we just thank God for what he is doing in his mercy and do it forever. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, each and every person that's under the sound of my voice. We just love God on this morning. We thank him for giving us another day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it as we come to his throne this morning on one accord. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, on one accord, one unit, Father God, to declare your holy power, Father God, within us, Father God, and within all around this land, Lord Jesus. We declare your holy power, Father God, and we magnify you, Lord Jesus. We pour our hearts out to you, our minds out to you, Father God, our spirits, Lord Jesus, so we can magnify you, Lord Jesus. We can exalt thee, Father God, so you know just where we are with you, Father God. We, you know, Father God, that we are growing nearer to thee, Father God, that you are residing in us, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough, that you gave us the opportunity to let you walk with us each and every day, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for renewing our mind on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that even though last night we may have been weary, Father God, but joy came this morning, Lord Jesus, when we saw the rising of the sun, Father God. Not just the natural sun, Father, but knowing, Lord Jesus, that you rose for us, Father God, to give us this opportunity on this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us our mouthpiece, our tongue, Father God, so we can speak to those mountains, Father God, those obstacles, Father God, anything, Lord Jesus, that's in our way, Father God, that's hindering our personal relationship with you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for the knowing, Lord Jesus, of who you are, Father God, and whose we are, Lord Jesus. And each we woke up this morning with an expectancy, Lord Jesus, for your pure and unadulterated word, Father God, to speak to us this morning, Father God, to lead us, Father God, to guide us, Father God, to take us out of darkness, Father God, and bring us into light, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you remind us, Father God, that we have the ability to do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that the overseer, the man of God, Lord Jesus, that you have placed in our lives, Father God, has answered the calling, Father God, and he takes the word of God and brings it back to us, Father, in spirit and truth, Father God, not sitting and watering it down, Father God, not sitting and putting a twist on it, Father God, but speaking your holy word, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us another chance, Father God, to get it right, Lord Jesus. If we harbor an unforgiveness, Father God, we casting that out, Lord Jesus, and we're replacing it right now in the name of Jesus with forgiveness, Father God. If we harbor an hatred, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're casting that out, Father God, and we're replacing it with love, Father, because we know that you our love, Father God, and we definitely do not, Lord Jesus, want to make you unhappy, Father God. So as the word comes forth this first Sunday in July, I pray and I ask each and every last one of you to allow God to touch your heart, to allow God to open your arms and receive what he has for you, and know what God has for you is for you, and just knowing that a blessing will come out of the word that God, that's going to come out of God's mouth today, not man's mouth, but God's mouth. And Father, we know, Lord Jesus, that we're coming to you with a pure heart, Father God, a renewed mind, so you will not pass us by, Father God. You've heard this humble cry, Father God, and we, Father God, will receive whatever it is that you have for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. What a dynamic prayer. At this moment, just take a minute and just thank God and how good he has been. I dare you to just take a minute if your TV is on and different things that is bringing distraction to you other than you just reflecting where God done brought you from and where God is still bringing you. I want you to shed it off, amen. Even if the kids and things are moving around, I dare you to bring settledness in your home, amen, and just reflect where God not only brought you, but if you have children, where they done brought them as well, amen, you as a family. Just take a minute and just reflect reflect on the different things. We could take a minute. We could take time throughout our day, all day, reflect on the negativity that is going on, reflect on different things on the world. We could be trying to make accusations, trying to figure out what's going on, why it's happened. But nevertheless, amen, I have to dwell on the great things. I dare you to dwell on the great things. Some of you probably looking at furlough, but God is still making a way out of no way. Amen. Some of you probably looking at some things that have happened in the world that is causing things to be more difficult. And it seems like you're not a value to your job no more. You're not a value to different things. But you just take a reflect. Amen. That God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Some of us just need to take a minute and just say, God, I thank you. Because sometimes we get caught up in our days. Sometimes we get caught up in our own issues and our own situation, and we do not think about how good we have it. We don't think about how good God is taking care of us. Sometimes we can miss the mark that God is taking care of us through all this. My God, throughout all of this, his word has been fulfilled in our life, regardless of how I feel, regardless if I feel like I'm not there where I need to be, I'm not there spiritually, I'm not there mentally. But I want you to tell yourself this. I want you to tell yourself that when anything trying to come up and feed your negative emotions, I want you to tell yourself this. I must be doing something right because God is still taking care of me. I must be still doing something right. Increase still happening in my life. I must be doing something right. Even though I'm furloughed, but somehow my check, I haven't missed, my God, a financial income in my family life, in my life. Amen. Matter of fact, it increased. I must be doing something right. So it's not where I think I need to be or want to be, or it's not what my mind is telling me. It's what God is pleased with. And I want to let you know this morning, regardless of what you go through and regardless of what it is, if you could truly say that, you know, I might not have what I want to have, but God's still making a way. I might not be eating what I want to eat, but God is still making a way. My God, throughout all this that is going on, God is still making a way. Because why? I'm much wiser. I'm much mature. I'm much stronger. My God, and he's showing me and who I am. Amen. And if that's you, I'm here to tell you, my God, this morning that you are blessed. And highly favored. You are blessed in your own right. You are blessed in your own walk. You are blessed in your own life. You got something just right now just to give God a worship and tell him thank you and give God a glory. Because if it have not been for the Lord on your side, we would know where we would have been. So we have to take a minute and just say, God, I thank you. I give you the glory because I know in this time, my God, in this day and time, it's not about my strength. It's not about my might. It's not about my walk. It's not about what I could do. It's not about my credentials. My PhD degree is not working here. My master's degree is not working here. But somehow you making everything come together for his good, because the PhD degrees are being laid off. The master's degrees are being laid off. But somehow you still taking care of me. So God, if we ever thought that it was our skill set, our might, our power, our knowledge, our, my God Almighty, what we do and how we invest that got us to where we are now, God, we're going to take a minute and pull the cord on that and plug back in that if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, if it wasn't for you, in this time we really see and we really realize that it's for you. If it have not been for you on my side, on our side, all throughout all this year, we wouldn't realize that we wouldn't have what we, my God, have. Now, my God, we realize now they ain't kept me in this job because they liked it me. They ain't kept it in me in this job because they couldn't find somebody else. They kept me here because you had a favor over my life. I realize now, my God Almighty, that, my God, that I never seen the righteous forsaken, my God. The decisions that was made and the decisions for my family, it wasn't just made because I was all anointed and dignified. I had it all going together because there's some anointed folks is going through, God. I realized that if it wasn't for the favor of you on our life, I would know where I would be. So we can do nothing but just say thank you, God. I dare somebody to just give him thank you, because we know we didn't deserve it. We know that we didn't do everything that you told us to do. We know we ain't been praying like we should have been praying, spending time with you like we should have been time. We know we ain't been sowing seeds like we should have been sowing, because some of this that we are getting blessed in our lives, we realize today, God, it's not because what I sowed, it's because my grandma and them. I am reaping inheritance, my God, that some of my family members don't sow, that somebody don't sow in my life. I'm weakening in the inheritance of somebody else's prayer and somebody else's supplication before you on my behalf. I might not know, but God, I know. When we come out of this, I will never take your you for granted. I will never take your walk for granted, your presence for granted, what you do for granted. Is there anybody can exalt the Lord with me this morning? Because God is good. If you have not seen it yet, I dare you to take a step back and really look at how good God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is good. We can't do nothing but say thank you. Sometimes we take, my God, and we take things for granted. We think that it was our ability, our Ph. degree, it was our skill set that got us where we at right now. But many of us realize that it don't got nothing to do with skill set. It don't got nothing to do with so many, it's millions of people laid off. Don't get it twisted, amen, that your skill set cannot be matched with somebody's skill set that is greater than yours. You better realize that the favor of God is on your life. You better realize that the hand of God is on you. You better realize that some business, they are still moving because God said, my daughter need an income. My son need an income. Regardless of what devious stuff y'all got going on, I'm here to look after my daughter. And I'm here to look after my son. That's why I got to keep these doors open, because I'm taking care of them for this season right through here. That's a shout moment all by itself. Somebody should be already, my God, I'm out of thanking God. I'm pretty sure your lace front is not on right now, but you could just shake your head and give God his praise. Y'all holler at your boy. Amen. Because he is good. Amen. That's just a shout moment. Sometimes I have to reflect when I look around in my life and looking around what God is doing with my family. Amen. And our family. And I look at my sisters and brothers and father. I look around and I say, I can't do nothing inwardly. Say, God, I thank you. Regardless if they know it or not, but God, I do. Regardless if they take it for granted or not, God, I'm not taking it granted for them. God, I thank you. Amen. Because I know that it have not been for you, you won't be able to take care of my brother, my sister, my father, God. Regardless if my siblings or whoever looks at it, if they on the in-law side or non-in-law side, it doesn't matter. I could just say thank you for it, God. Because I realize, my God, if it have not been for you on our side, I don't know. Hallelujah, y'all. But my God, that's a shout moment. I'm trying to back off, my God, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Is there anybody this morning could really yell it in their home, yell it in your house? I dare you to yell it to make the neighbors think you still on a 4th of July Independence Day celebration. Let them call the police, because I'm setting it all up in this house. Amen. Because if God have not been good, it wouldn't be a celebration. It'll be a celebration like this is the first independent or the first cookout that I can be able to deliver for my kids, be able to put food on the table. But because God been good, I'm able to just celebrate. I'm able to give God the glory. It wasn't about yesterday. It was about yesterday I could really realize that God have not took his hands off my family, off of me. So all I could say, God, I thank you. Is there anybody, God, I thank you worship this morning. I thank you praise this morning. I know you probably be facing with something, but I got to give him a thank you anyway. Regardless of what is facing, I got to thank him for what he is already doing. Because what God is doing now, I'm not worrying about what's to come. Because if this momentum takes me into what's to come, I'm finna knock everything down. Because God been good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's good. Listen, let's get ready to move on. I just had a moment. Amen. I just had a split personality moment. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, forgive me just for that moment. But when I think of the goodness of the Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul can do nothing but cry glory. Hallelujah. I got a God growing. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. No matter how high we search, regardless if it's high or low, nobody is greater. You understand? Nobody is greater. One thing that we realize in this day and time, that nobody is greater than you, Lord. Nobody is greater. Amen. Amen. My God, I feel a sha-da-na. Y'all hit me up in there. Amen. In my soul, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen. He is good. And listen, I want to get ready to move on because I just have a word that the Spirit of the Lord gave to me this morning. My God, inside a dream / vision. Amen. That he gave to me to help the peoples of God and bring you into a place of understanding and share with you. Amen. But before we go there, amen, we just thank God for what he is doing, and his mercy endure forever. We want to get some announcements out the way. If it's in the birthdays, we're going to get all that out the way, and we want to just continue to bless the Lord thy God. Amen. Before I turn it over to First Lady, I just have one announcement. We thank everyone for your contribution. We thank everyone for your love gift. Many of you probably say, well, if the church is not, we're not operating the building, where is the finances is going? I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have just a brief 30 seconds meeting. The finances is going to individuals that call and they need help. And because of your sacrifice and because of your giving, you are blessing somebody else. Amen. To be a you are helping us to be a blessing to somebody else. And no telling when your time might come. Trust me, it's going to always be a time, my God, as we keep living, that we do, hey, God, I need a pool somewhere. I need to go in the saving account and pull this out. Amen. I need to find out who on my side and be able to tap. And because you're sowing into lives in others, because trust me, my God Almighty, it doesn't go anywhere else other than individuals that need help in this day and time. We want to make sure that we are there for them. And because of your love gifts and contribution that you all give, amen, you are making it possible without no strain, my God, on the ministry to be a blessing to others and to be a blessing to God's people as they come, my God Almighty, into a time of need. So I want to take the moment off and just say thank you, my God, for everything you do, and thank you, amen. And you the one make it possible, or you make it easy with ease, amen. But we can make sure we there for peoples of God that, my God, that has a need. And I want you to just share this. I'm pretty sure First Lady going to reiterate it, that if you are a person that is in need, please don't go through it by itself. Just go through the proper channel and the proper protocol. We want to make sure we there for you. It doesn't matter where you at in the world. It doesn't matter where you at in the state. If you're a part of ADM, you're a part of ADM. That's the bottom line of it. Amen. And we just take proper procedures, and we're going to make sure we are there for you. Amen. According to the leading of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Here comes First Lady. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. And I appreciate you taking that moment to help us bring things back into perspective. Sometimes we get so complacent and we think that you know, we just take life for granted. We take our blessings for granted. We take our employment for granted. We just take a lot of stuff for granted. And sometimes the Lord will have to use someone, whether it's a pastor, whomever, to just kind of bring us back to perspective. And so I appreciate you doing that, Apostle, because sometimes we can just get caught up in a situation, and it is mentally. You know, we get the big head, and we just get all out of character. So I appreciate that. Okay, ADM, again, thank you all so much for the gifts, the calls, the texts, and everything else for my birthday. It meant so much to me. Secondly, I want to go ahead and make sure that we're keeping in mind that we have the wellness check going on Monday. So if you have an ADM member or just an individual who is connected to the ministry or might not even be connected to the ministry, let's go ahead and use Monday as an opportunity that was already set apart by Apostle to check in, to do our wellness checks on Monday. So just go ahead and start thinking about it today, who is someone that you can reach out and call and just give them some words of encouragement. So let's go ahead and make sure that we govern ourselves accordingly with that, because that's something that Apostle put in place. We want to make sure that we are in compliance with that. You had a great, great time on Friday. I want to give it up to Minister Monica. She does an excellent job with them. And I had an opportunity to just kind of share a few words with them in terms of our pandemic that's still in effect. We are, like Apostle was saying, so many weeks ago, that we're in that second wave of the cases. And at this time, and I've heard it yesterday and I'm seeing it for myself, it is hitting the young people. Our young people are getting diagnosed with COVID-19. So I encourage them on Friday to make sure that they are out wearing their masks, that they're washing their hands, that they are practicing the necessary sanitation measures to keep themselves safe. I also told them if they are in need of masks, hand sanitizer, soap, whatever it takes, to give Minister Harris a call so that we can get these items to you. We want to make sure that we are safe and that we are protected. So, again, I don't want to see anybody without a mask. And the reason is because I don't have one. You need to give us a call so that we can get these items to you. And I also mentioned that we do know that next month is August and school is supposed to be starting. We're not sure. Each county has a different policy that they're trying to implement in terms of how school will look. So I just want to encourage the parents, when you get the e-blast, whether it's through email, text, or phone call, please adhere to the surveys that they're sending out. We want to make sure that whatever your comfort level is for the new school year, that your voice be counted. But we don't want to just sit back and say, okay, well, this is what we're going to let them decide, and I'm not going to take time out to complete the survey. It's not going to matter, just like people sometimes take that approach with voting. We want to make sure that if this is what you want for your children on the upcoming school year, that you participate and you go ahead and you fill out the survey. You participate in the calls or whatever your county has set up for you. So I want all of our ADM family members to be in, to adhere to whatever your superintendent or school officials are needing participation with. And if you're unsure and you just need some guidance, we realize this is still a big deal. There's so many new things going on. Everything is happening at once, and you might not know. You might not know what decision to make. You might not know how to respond. If you need assistance in anything that we're asking you to do, give Minister Harris a call so that way we can get connected and come as a support group to say, okay, these are the pros, these are the cons. So you still have a family, a church family that's very involved and very concerned about every aspect of your life. So if you need some help with decision making, give us a call and we'll all come together and kind of brainstorm with you. Okay, I'm almost finished. Remember our 7 a.m. Commanding Our Morning worship experience with Evangelist-elect Nita and Minister-elect Monica. Please, guys, I always tell you, spend time just take spend that time at 7 a.m. to just take it in to see exactly what the Lord has downloaded for these ladies. They are prepared, they are polished, they are anointed, and I'm just so proud of them. So please set your alarm so that you can take a moment to hear exactly what they need to say. And also our empowerment teaching Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. with our great apostle. We already know we look forward to that, and we don't take that for granted either, because a lot of ministries are not doing that. They're not taking the time out on a daily basis to make sure that their members are being fed. Not to take anything away from other ministries. I just know what we have going on, and I want you all to participate in that. And I believe I am finished. And again, ADM family, we love you. You stay encouraged. I've asked you all to make sure that you know that we are here to support you in every area of your life. We don't want anybody to be stressed out because I don't know which way to go. Pick up the phone. Text Minister Harris, whatever we need, we are here in any capacity. We love you. Stay encouraged.
Amen. If Sister Harris have anything, she can press 1. If not, I want to go back and just revisit one piece. And the one piece I want to revisit, as First Lady was talking about, we're going to be approaching the school year. And she really pushed that part, make sure your voice be heard. Please do, parents. And also I want to reiterate that, you know, your giving going to help us to help other help our families. And why can we say that? Because some of you probably say, well, Pastor, it might be virtual school. Well, some families doesn't have the proper internet or the proper tools or computers or technology to where they're able to get the virtual tools or to get this. And ADM is going to really step up and be involved into a lot of our families and our youth, my God, so they could be able to have the proper tools and the proper things where it would not be stressful on the parents, amen, for the upcoming school year. Because we, you know us, we always been involved every year in the school, make sure they have big supplies. So this year it might be a laptop or a computer or something, or a printer or paper, or even help with a hotspot or some type of internet service, amen. And by you being a blessing, because Pastor's not into the fundraising things. I've just, ever since God, that years ago, shared a light with me on something like that, and God was like, you know, people want to be blessed, and people want to be a part of it. You don't have to have no fundraisers and givings and all that kind of stuff. People will do. And if they walk with me, I lay it on their heart, and they'll obey if they really obey. So Lord told me years ago, just teach the word of God. Teach them to fall in love with me. Teach them to obey me, and everything else will go out. Will go. Now, if a person chooses not to, God, he already informed me. He says, son, you already know I will take care of whatever I need to take care of. Amen. Amen. So it's a blessing. So please, family, please, friend, let's keep staying on the course. Let's keep practicing principle, different things as God lead us. Amen. Because it's a blessing in so many areas, and it will be a blessing in so many homes. Amen. With that being said, we just thank God. Amen. Sister Harris doesn't have any more announcements. Amen. But we give God the glory. Listen, if you have your Bibles, let's go into and share this word with you. We're going to go into Philippians 3:12. We're going to read a good little bit of it down to the 21st verse. Amen. And we're going to read and I'm coming out of the English Standard Version. Amen. I love coming out of the English Standard Version when I'm being transparent with the Word of God, because it will hit individuals on all different levels of understanding and comprehension. Amen. So I'm coming out of Philippians 3, the third chapter, and beginning at the 12th verse. Amen. And we're going to go all the way down to the 21st verse. It's a familiar, I'm not going to say the story, but I'm going to say there's some verses in here. It's very familiar, and many of you really understand some of the verses in here. My God, so let's go begin at the 12th verse. Amen. In Philippians 3:12, it says, not that I have already obtained this, or I am already perfect, but I press on to the mark to make it my own. He said, I press on to make it my own. because Christ Jesus had made me his own. That's a deep saying right there. And it says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and staring forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize. Amen. That's deep right there. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. Let those of us who are mature, understand that. That's one of our kingdom words right there. Mature, think this way. Say, now we're dealing with renewing of your mind. Think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. I love that because he says God will reveal. It goes back parallel to what I was just talking about, that when you have a relationship with God or you walk with God, God will lay something on your heart or he'll deal with you about it because of your walk with God. I love how Paul put that. Amen. Then it says, and in number 16 verse, it says, only let us hold true to what we have attended. Amen. So only let us hold true to what we have attended. I love that because that's pertaining to what you've been exposed to on the level you're on. Y'all hear me? What you've been exposed to on where you're at. Then it says in the 17, brothers, join in imitating me. And keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. I love that saying, amen, because that is a saying, my God, that, you know, if you don't have what I'm looking for, you know, you cannot be an example for me. Not everyone is an example for you, amen, because I'm not going that direction. I'm not going that way. I'm not trying to receive what you have received. Everyone in their life cannot be an example for you, amen. You have to know the direction that you are going. Amen. Let me go because I feel a hoop in my belly. Amen. And it says, according to the example you have in us. Then number 18 says, it says, for many of whom I have all told you and now tell you. So he said, I told you. In other words, he was giving you a reference, a form, information, form of, he was giving you instruction without a demand. Now when he says, I tell you, he's giving you a demand that parallels or go along with a command. So he's saying in a command way, very passionate right here. He is very passionate. He says, and now I tell you. Even with tears. So he's showing his passion. He's showing his very passion. Walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. That's deep there because understand this. I know many people celebrate the cross, but the cross wasn't nothing for God. It wasn't nothing for Jesus. The cross wasn't for Jesus. The cross was for crucifixion, for slaughtering. It was just a horrible suffering place, and the enemies of the cross is ones that put the God on the cross, amen? And we could go into a long list of theology, different things pertaining to that, and it equals up to the high priest and also the Roman culture or the Roman traditional way of doing things, but we're not going to go there this morning. It says, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. My God. And it says in the 19, therein is destruction. Understand that. That's our shout moment right there. But my God, we want to build up to that. Therein is destruction. Watch this. Their God is their belly. That's deep right there. Their God is their belly. That's a place, my God Almighty, that's a place in you pretty much in a place of you confined. You in a confined place. You in a concealed place, a place to where not only you in isolation, but you in a place to find where you finna be digested. Amen? You finna be digested, and you're going to be destroyed with the acids, my God, that lies in the belly. So that's a place of destruction. That's a place of isolation. That's a place. Let me just pause for a minute and let some of you just say, God, I thank you, to warm you up a little bit, since we ain't in our building and our very own minister Shaquita cannot give us some espresso. That's a place right there that God says, because of you following what you're supposed to follow and following what's true, I'm going to bring a separation between you and your haters. I'm going to bring a separation what's trying to come behind you, or what's trying to come from your past and trying to overtake you. I'm going to bring a separation. Not only I'm going to bring a separation, but I'm going to bring a destruction in that issue. Is there anybody this morning need God to bring a separation? So what God says, I'm going to cause your enemy to be in a place of the belly of the enemy, or belly of their enemy, and bring them into a place of isolation from you. So other words, the issues or what they got to say or what they're trying to do or their conniving plans, and guess what? It ain't going to have no reach, my God, to touch you. It ain't going to have no length, my God Almighty, to reach you. Y'all hear me? So it says, their end is destruction. Their God, and now God is a small g, it's not a big G, so we know we're talking about an idol God, amen, is their belly, and their glory in their shame. So you don't have to touch different things right here. My God, with minds, it says, with minds set on things, amen. So we got that. But watch this now. It says, but our citizenship, we already understand that's a language, that's a kingdom language right there, amen. Because remember, we've been dealing with the kingdom, and we dealt with that you are now become kingdom citizens. You are kingdom residents. So you have certain type of rights, my God, in the kingdom of heaven. But our citizenship is in heaven, amen. And from it we await a sovereign, my God. We already understand one of God's kingdom name is sovereigns, amen, my God, the Lord Jesus Christ, my God, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious bodies by the power that enable him even to subject all things to himself. Now I want to just go back to the top and just go ahead and let's work our way down and give God some praise, because it's a word of information, a word of clarity, and a word of understanding. Also, it's a word of celebration, because once we get the information, then get the understanding. A lot of times when we get information, we don't understand them right off the bat. Amen. Understanding come off a little bit asking questions, dig a little deeper, amen, praying a little bit. Some of us, amen, when God brings different things in our life, a lot of times things happen, we don't even have understanding why it happened, so we begin to dig a little deeper, begin to search a little further, begin to pray. Then after a while, understanding comes right after the information. Then once we get the understanding and we realize what God is up to, then right after that, it's a what? A celebration. Sometimes it's a praise. Sometimes it's, my God, it's whatever. But in this text, as we read how God was, how the Paul was talking about the enemies, amen, that is going to be in the belly, my God Almighty. So we already understand once we get to that part in our life, that's the part of celebration. But we first have to have some understanding. And I know that this text or this verse, my God, been interpreted so many times and so many ways. But one thing I want to share with you, I want to share with you a kingdom idea, a kingdom point of view, amen. So as it begins to state in 12, it says, not that I have always attained this or I am already perfect. So Paul let them know, listen, I'm no different than you. Regardless of whatever position or how God used me, I'm no different than you, amen. See, that's That's the kind of person that I like. They understand being humble. It doesn't matter what you attain. Let me just talk to some of you personally. It doesn't matter what God finna get ready to do. He finna get ready to open up doors and bless your socks off. You finna get ready to ride, and you finna get ready to live into a place of increase. Your finances finna be increases. Why? Because you're a son and a daughter of God. So it's going to happen because who you are. So Paul begins to say, I am not perfect, amen, by a long shot, to think that I am bigger than you, amen, because I realize that all it takes one decision, then I be knocked off my high horses as well, amen. So let me just talk, give somebody that is on their way to the biggest breakthrough of their life just a little bit of wisdom, but I don't want to snatch or take or pour water on your celebration, amen. But understand, amen, that as Paul says, but I will press on to the mark of is my own. Now, this is the first point that you have to understand. Now, in order for him to press, he's pressing towards what? Amen. The Bible declares that he's pressing towards the mark. What is the mark? Now, this is where we have to identify and understand what is the mark. It's just like going to the gun range, or if you ever dealt with target practice or any sort, or play any game that where you have to hit a certain object. If you ever went bowling, amen, you knew that, my God, playing the game of bowling, you have to hit the pins. You cannot throw the ball in that little curvy area that we call the gutter, because the gutter doesn't hit no pins, amen. You got to hit the pin, my God almighty, to get the points on the scoreboard. So God is saying that what is your pins that you finna get ready to hit? What are the things that you have in your life that you are targeting, watch this, my God almighty, to get to the mark of the high calling? Many of you have been throwing gutter balls, and you have not been hitting anything. But I declare and decree this morning that no longer your aim is going to be off. Your aim is going to be very precise, and you're going to hit the mark, my God, of the high calling. So other words, even though we're in a pandemic, that anything that God, everything that God has for you, you're going to keep living, you're going to keep walking, you're going to keep doing, my God almighty, or keep receiving what God has for you. Because what is for you, or what God has for you, it is for you. Y'all about to hear me, my God almighty, this morning. So it says, I press towards the mark of my own. Are you pressing? What are you pressing for? See, many people give up because they feel as though they pressing through life without no, my God, without no goal, without no value, without nothing to live for, without anything, amen. You got to understand that I'm going to hit the target. There's no sense of me going through preparation and not understanding what I'm preparing for. I declare and decree that your vision is going to be made known unto you, and you're going to be an individual that press. And I love that word, press, there, because he's not trying to hide the fact that things are easy, things that is great, things that, no, he let you know that is some opposition's going to come, is some things, is going to be tough choices that you're going to have to make, is going to be things that is going to hurt you. But it says, because of Christ has made me his own. So other words, my God almighty, I love that scripture where it declares I could do all things through who? Through Christ who scripting me. Why? I feel you, Brother Paul, because he says, because Christ Jesus has made me what? His own. Then it says, brother, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, watch this, it says, forgetting what that lies behind. I want to pause right there, and I want to just deal with that and work through that for a second, because many people think that because of the things of the past, it's of the devil, amen, things of the past, my God almighty, that comes up and looks like it's going to overtake you. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost on that somebody got there. Somebody's attention just got forward. Amen. And sometimes we feel, though, when things come back from the past, the enemy is coming to hunt me. The enemy is coming back at me. And different things like, you got to assess every situation. Because why? Because if you're going to live in the Word of God, you're going to walk with the Word of God, and the Word of God is going to be in you. Understand this. Everything has to go into governmental order or order of the Word of God. So if you have some things that is in the past have not been closed off properly, have not been wrapped up properly, or things in the past that needs to go back and revisit, the Bible declares that we got to what? It declares that it says, forgetting what's alive. Order for you to forget something that lies, it has to be dealt with correctly. Y'all hear me? So the Word of God comes into your life regardless if it's 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. Amen. So the Word of God says, before I can get ready to take you to your next breakthrough, your next blessing, before I can get ready to take you to this next realm that's going to turn your finances and turn your life around, amen, that it might turn things around in your life, amen, I need something to happen within you. What is it, God? Well, you got some things in your past that we got to make relevant today so you can begin to forget what's behind you, amen, and live in a place of peace. Sometimes God brings things that is the things from your past and make it relevant for today, y'all hear me, so you can live in your blessed place. Why is that, Pastor? God does that. Well, Scripture declares that I will not owe no man nothing. I will be the lender and not the borrower. And if I got some issues that is back then, or some issues that is lingering for back then, amen, I'm not the lender, I'm the borrower, because I owe somebody something, amen. Sometimes God will allow something be relevant for you could just say, you know what, God bless you, sorry, this is what it is, this is who I am. Can I talk about me for a second? My God, years ago, let me just give you a little story about Apostle. Years ago, when I came here to Atlanta, Georgia, I had some things that was still in my past. Y'all, let me tell you, I had some driving issues. I had some suspended license. I had all kinds of stuff. Amen. Because, you know, some people, my God, I understand you, because some people will take care of other things and other people more than they'll deal with their own self and their own responsibility. So it's not because I understand some people that they are some of these bad people, low people. Some people just put things before themselves. They really don't realize that, hey, you need to work on that, because they feel as though everybody else is important. Amen. But it was my time to get ready to deal with reality. Amen. It was some things that was coming from my past that I had to deal with. And one thing that God does, he will bring things relevant to you to take you into your next, your blessed place. God is a God that said, listen, son, we need to make sure that debt is taken care of. We need to make sure that it's that interview or something that is leaning across, it just needs to be taken care of. Why? Because I am a God that I shall not lie, nor the Son of Man that I shall repent. If I set the standards, my God, in my word, I set the standards also for you. So one day, I called myself getting off of work, my God, here in Georgia. I really didn't understand these street signs. Coming from Florida, downtown could be so confusing. You got left, you got right, you got one way, another there. Man, that thing could be a maze. I never seen no stuff like that. So I'm doing what everybody else did. Everybody else, they go up a little bit, then they come down this side road. So my God, I thought it wasn't nothing, because the whole road's down there and all the direction, it was all jacked up anyways from my perspective. Amen. It was already jacked up. Amen. So what happened was, amen. Y'all kill me. Amen. What happened was that now I seen a potty wagon, amen, to where it was pulled over to the side. Now, one thing I didn't know, I'm coming from Florida, y'all. I never thought that a paddy wagon is a transport prisoner bus could take you or pull you over. Man, this thing don't pull me over. And I never thought. The man said, I'm looking at the man like he wrong for pulling me. I'm like, what's wrong with this man? And come to find out, I was the really one in the wrong. But now things from my past, amen, to what I thought I tried to forget. So sometimes you got to understand when the scripture declares forgetting those things behind, he's not declaring that you forget in memory. He's declaring that you, when you said, when he says forgetting those things are which are behind, he's not talking about in memory. He's talking about you dealing with it. Amen. You dealing with it. You putting it in the past. You putting a, my God, completion over it. You putting a sound of approval. And sometimes God got to take you through things or take you in situation for you can begin to deal with certain things. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter, my God, no matter what place you are. If you're a person that is ready to walk into the Word of God, you're a person ready to receive from the Word of God. If you're a person is ready to walk with God, you are a person that God says my word is going to fulfill you. And don't think that it's a curse, my God almighty, or it's the devil, my God. That's the blessings of the Lord. Sometimes the blessings of God comes in a form or it comes in areas to where we really doesn't understand how the blessings is coming. Baby, it's a blessing because at the end of the day, my God, what you don't know, that could be the same situation where it's stopping your blessing. And that could be the issue that is not having your blessing to flow through. And God said, I need to remove some things out of your life. We need to deal with some things because I see, can I preach to somebody this morning, and can I tell somebody prophetically, other words, that I see your heart is right now. I see that you don't endure. I see that you ain't throwing in a towel. I see that you ready to live for me. I see that you ready to sacrifice for me. Now, since I see that, we got to get some things in order. We got to counsel out some things. We got to deal with some things, because what's going to get ready to happen next is what you've been praying for. What's going to get ready to happen next is what you've been, my God, I'm fasting for. What's going to get ready to happen next is what you've been believing, and you felt it, you feel it. Is there anybody feel that a miracle is on its way? Is there anybody feel that a blessing is on its way? Is there anybody feel that what God is doing is on its way? Because what God said, what you've been feeling, you've been at the door. And because, my God almighty, you said, God, I'm at the door, I can feel it. But God, I have fear that sometime when I get at this place, it doesn't happen. God said, no, nah, baby, what the problem was, you just didn't have the keys in your hand. But now I'm going to give you keys, because why? We read in the scripture where it says, now I am a citizen. At first, you was a believer, but you was a non-citizen. Y'all hear me? It's just like how Pastor was. When I came first here, I was a believer that this is the right place, but I wasn't a citizen. When you become a citizen, I had to go through the proper channels. I had to go through the government. I had to turn some things around. I had to show proof of this. I had to show proof of that. Well, God said you had to make me a believer that you're a citizen of the kingdom. That's why many of you said, Pastor, I done been through something. If you only know, can I tell you, baby, you were just getting your citizenship paperwork. Amen. Because not everybody belongs in a citizen of the kingdom of God. Y'all hear me? We cannot have no imposters or intruders over here. Is it, are you authentic to the call? I could truly preach or help many of you define that for you, because many of you, you are authentic to the call. You shoulda, you coulda, but you didn't. You was willing to walk away, but you didn't. You was willing to, my God, and not throw in a towel, but you didn't. But I'm here to tell you, because you hold on, you had to make some decisions. You had to cut some things loose. You had to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. You didn't know where you're going to get your next meal from. You didn't know what God is going to do. You had to just depend, my God almighty, if God's going to do it, he's going to do it, whatever. I remember the story of Esther. Esther said it like this: if I'm perish, let me perish, but I got to go and deal with this. Y'all hear me? My God. And I know that many of you said, Pastor, if I perish, let me perish, but I got to walk with my Lord. I got to walk with my King. mean, if that's you, you just take a 5-second break and just give God a shout of glory in your living room, in your home, regardless. So you thought, my God, let me just praise God for a second with you. You thought that things was coming back up to take you out. You thought that the enemy was trying to give you a distraction. You thought the enemy was trying to take your focus. No, baby, can I tell you that was God behind the scene the whole time? Because the scripture declares, forgetting what's live, other words, behind and staring straight. Other words, God says, no, it's what's in front of you. I have to make some things relevant to close that door. Amen. I have to make some things relevant for to get ready to bless you. Is anybody ready for that next blessing? Is anybody ready for what God is going to do? I dare you, somebody in your house, somebody wherever you are, just shout glory, because number 14 tells me why. It says, I press, my God Almighty. So other words, the issues and the things that I got to close out, it's not easy. I got to keep pressing. Is anybody ever been in that pressing stage? Amen. What is that pressing stage? My God, I'm ready to just quit, but I got to keep pushing. I'm ready to just stop everything, but I just got to keep pushing. I'm ready to break down mentally, but I got to keep pushing. My self-esteem is getting low. I got to keep pushing. Depression trying to overtake me, but I got to keep pushing. Y'all hear me? I press. Why? Because when somebody press, they say, listen, I got a target to hit, and I'm not going to allow anything to step in my way, because I'm not going to allow anything to take my distraction, because it's said in the verse 13, I got to keep making sure I'm looking forward, straight forward, so I'm going to keep on pressing, because when this pass, my God Almighty, I heard the songwriter say, after this, y'all hear me? Can I tell somebody, after this, I got to press on towards the goal for my pride. For what? For the pride. Is there anybody, I want to stop right here and just praise God with somebody. Let me tell you something. You got to press for your pride. Why? The Bible tells me, my God Almighty, all the way down, my God, in the 18th verse, and also it talks about the 19th and the 20th. It tells me how the enemy is in the belly. It's going to bring separation, my God Almighty, between me and the enemy. It tells me, my God, other words, what's an enemy? An enemy is not the individual that doesn't like you or doesn't have a opinion against you. What's the enemy in the kingdom language? It's anything that goes against the will of God. Y'all better hear me. If the will of God has this for your life and somebody want to go against the will of God for it, you become now the enemy of the kingdom. You become now the enemy of me. Y'all better hear me. I declare and decree that you're going to understand that you in this thing to press towards the mark of the high calling. Don't worry about what's trying to come up behind you. Don't worry about that, because at the end of the day, Jesus put it like this at the table of the disciple. Then he said that I am my brother's keeper. Are you my brother's keeper? And what my brother do, he gonna watch your back. So anything that comes up behind you, if it's not my God's will for your life, watch this, it's not gonna get in front of you. So it got to be God's will for my life, for me to get ready to counsel out some things. Because why? Because God already had my back. Jesus already got my back. And if anything that wanna comes up that is not of God, it's going to be cut off in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to give God a praise in the name of Jesus. It's your blessed moment. It's your blessed time, my God. And because of you, blessed, God said, I got to X this out. We got to deal with this. We got to look at this. We got to close that out, for you can walk in the fullness of blessing. I declare and decree, you will not look at your situation. You will not look at circumstances. You will not look at what's going to come up, my God Almighty, things that comes up the same way. You're going to look at it, God, I thank you. You're going to give God a praise, God, I thank you, because what's coming up next, you're going to get ready to bless me. What's coming up next is this was the thing was stopping me for my next realm. This was the thing was stopping for that door to open. God, I thank you. Somebody need to give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. This was the thing that was stopping me. Some things in life that God began to do is stopping you and is stopping for what God has, because God says it's time to deal with it. Because why? The word of God declares it. And some things, some people have this, and the Lord showed me this in a dream. They have fear of seeing something and focus on something. They have fear that they're making the wrong decision, have fear of making the wrong choice, that they will be out of the will of the Lord. The enemy will use strategies that is of God, and he will use your right to identify his wrong. Hope that makes sense to some of you. Because what you are saying and walking and taking precautions is right, but he will make you fearful long enough for you miss the timing where you should have did what you had to did, and that make it wrong. Amen? So we have to understand that pressing towards the mark, I got to have a goal. I have to have a future. I have to have what's in front of me. What's in front of you? What are you trying to achieve? What are your standards? Where are you heading? And things doesn't line up to that, we have to make some decisions. We have to do certain things, and things might come up. But don't allow things to take you out of the moment where you don't miss your praise, you don't miss your blessing, you don't miss what God has for you. If it's not of God's will, amen. One thing that I learned, that God will honor certain things you do, and he will not allow it to happen if it's not of his will. Even though you make that decision with good intentions, understand this. Your intentions and motives are good, even though you might not be political correct. God will protect you. He will keep you. So you know, one that done things, made things, do not get disbobulated, or do not get discouraged for certain things that you had to do, certain things that it happened. Even some of you in your past, things happen. Things happen before you got to this point. The dangerous place is you come into a sold out place with God, and you understand the walk, and you decide to go and do stuff stupid. Amen. So you was already into the light. You made a decision to go into the darkness. Woe unto those that knows the word but doesn't keep it. But some of us, we were just in darkness. We lived in darkness. We received darkness. We just had the understanding of light. We just never lived in the light. But we knew about the light. We believed in the light. But we never lived in the light. That's the difference. Amen? And some of us, we were just down that path. Understand that God got you. Things will get better. But we have to see things where it is in front of us, deal with it, and let God be the one to bless us. And I truly believe that you're going to look at this differently. You're going to look at situation differently that comes up or that comes into your life. Don't get upset. And the enemy loves to use the things that has the kingdom or spiritual concept, and he loves to use it for himself. Amen. To define your mindset. But don't let them. Understand even this. Things might do come up. Things might do happen. But don't give the enemy glory. Just say, God, you just dealing with this. We need to deal with this for me to get blessed. I understand that. I understand it that with the help of my wife at that time. I understand it that I need to deal with these issues so I can live in a place of freedom and a place of abundance. I don't need to close my eyes on certain things no more. I need to deal with it. I don't need to think about anybody or individuals and try to take care of everybody no more until I can take care of my situation, my things, myself. And truly behold, I dealt with it, cleared it all up. It's abundance. God done bless. God done took care of us. At that time, I was the one that was stopping my wife, stopping us for flourishing with, you know, with our things that we needed, you know, another vehicle, something like that, because in that area I messed up. Amen. Till I dealt with it, nothing went to open up, even though the blessing was right there for me. And the blessing was right there with my name on it. But now when we cleared it all up, we took care of different things. Now God done blessed us to where we don't have room enough to receive. Amen. Well, I'm going to take that out of context. We still have room enough to receive. We got to build something there. But God is blessing. Understand this. When you in the Word of God, even though you might not want to face things, even though you might not want to make the decisions, even though you might not want to look at things, that's the blessings of God. That's the blessings of God. Some people, God don't even must mess with, and they feel as though they don't need to say nothing. They don't need to deal with nothing because they feel as though they don't have a problem. You don't want to be in that type of mindset, but you want to be in the mindset that God show me anything, regardless if I feel as though it's unfair or not. There were some things happening in my life to where even to this day, I talk about it to First Lady because it's very unfair. It's very unfair. But we still have to do what's right because we want God to keep blessing us and the blessings of the Lord to keep fulfilling in our life. Hallelujah. I hope you all been blessed. I hope something that was said that will help you in this day and time, I'm pretty sure it have, because God would never show me a dream or a vision to tell the people to keep their eyes looking forward and understanding is that things might come up from the past. It's not there to kill you, to hurt you, but it's there for you to put an end to it. And some of the end that we need to put to it is not a decision or it's not a comment. It's just become numb to the situation to where what comes up, it doesn't bother me no more. It doesn't move me no more. It doesn't cause me to act retarded or act ugly or act crazy. Amen. It just caused me now just say, you know, you are not into mature place. And that's what the Bible was talking about also. It dealt with matureness. Amen. And once God sees that, he understands that that closed you. It's a closure there. Because I could take you to the next area because we don't deal with that. Understand that. Thanks of God. Listen, I want you all to do something for me. I forgot to share this in the announcements. I want to take communion with all of you, or I want to take communion with you. So please send Sister Harris to make sure she have your address, because we want to ship out communion to you, and as communion to you, for we could take communion this month. We want to try to have it by the third Sunday. Let's get it in by the third Sunday, and that way the third Sunday we could take communion together. Amen. And I want to take communion with you, but we want to make sure we get it to you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in. And we know for a fact that you are blessed. But God wants to continue to make you continue for you to continue to be blessed. And sometimes he got to point out things that we don't want to face, we don't want to deal with, we don't want to hear. And some things he got to point out to make you feel as though that you are getting picked on. And it's not God is trying to pick on you or trying to deal with that. He's trying to take you into a better place. But he got to deal with that ugly stuff for he could take you in that better place. I thank God that I got a God that would deal with my ugliness. It's not my goodness. It's not my purity side that is going to stop me from being blessed. It's the ugly stuff. So the purity side is good. He don't need to touch that. The good stuff is good. God don't say, I don't need to touch that, but I just need to touch that ugly stuff for you to keep flowing in your blessing. Let God do it, and don't feel nothing about it, and just understand he's just trying to take you into a blessed place. Thank you for tuning in with ADM Apostle. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all of you.